Welcome back to the Hoist here on Sin. My name's Molly, and tonight I am joined by Matt from Ruby Who. How you going, Matt?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, going really well. For those listening at home, do you mind introducing yourself and the other members of the band who unfortunately aren't with us here today?
I'm Matt Preston. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist. Our lead guitarist is Joshua Gallagher. Our bass player is Brody Cook, and our drummer is Christian Pasalacqua.
Awesome. So you guys have just put out your new single, Wondering Why. Congratulations, first off. I absolutely love the single. I was listening to it this morning on my way in to school. What can you tell us about this release?
Well, we've had this song for a while, and we've had a lot of songs stocked up and ready to go. But we weren't doing our marketing right, and we weren't advertising our songs. We weren't we were just really amateur, and we didn't know how to go about it right. So we took a step back, and once we had all our songs recorded, we started being more active on socials and trying to get the most out of our songs. So we went with Wondering Why as our first single. We actually released a single over a year ago, but this was a sort of a fresh start for us. So Wondering Why was the first of the lot, and I feel like it's just a really strong song, and it really gets the emotion out of people when they listen to it, and it's got a really powerful chorus. We thought that this was a good start.
Nice. So, whatabouts did you first write, start writing the single?
We started writing. Oh, we probably wrote the song. We wrote it together. We probably wrote it. Maybe a year and a half ago. It's a one of our really old songs, but we always held on to it and kept playing it live because people really like it, and it's just a cool song.
Has anything surprised you about the release? You did release it a couple of weeks ago. Has anything come out of that that's really, you haven't thought would happen or it's been played somewhere?
I try to be pretty optimistic, so I wasn't like. I wasn't necessarily blown away, but the song's tracking really good. I mean, it's almost got 10,000 streams, and for our first release in over a year, like, it's pretty good. And we got put in our local noise playlist, which is cool as well. So,
Nice. That's awesome. So I'd love to know a bit about the writing and recording process like on the project. Did you find it took a lot of time to write this song, or did it come together really quickly?
Some of our songs, we always have a different process. So sometimes I'll come in with a song, or someone will come in with a guitar riff, and we'll kind of build around that. But for this song, we originally wrote something different for the song. We had the main guitar riff, but the song wasn't really going in the right direction. So we left it, and then a couple of months we came back to it, and we just started jamming on some new chords with it. And it all really came together in about half an hour. We sort of had the verse down and then the chorus down, and then it was just a matter of having another verse and coming in with a bridge. So it was relatively quick, and I think we do write our songs relatively fast, but that's just how we've always done things, I guess, and it works for us.
So, do you find when you're writing, do you pull any outside influences into your creative processes?
Definitely for some other songs, but for this song, it was really what, it was really what came to me first was it was just about getting the emotion out of the song. So I used lyrics like "I held my breath for you" and that kind of stuff. And it sort of just painted a picture of not every relationship is perfect, and every relationship has up and downs, and it's how you sort of navigate those things. And that's sort of where I aimed for the song.
Nice. And have you found with this new single that you've explored some genre a bit compared to your last release?
So yeah, when we first started playing in our first release, we really played rock and roll because most of us have a pretty big rock and roll background, and our families love rock and roll, and I also love rock and roll. But then we started to incorporate more of a poppy genre while adding a little bit of indie to it as well. And that's where you get that bubbly synth at the start. And this song is I guess would be considered sort of sad, but our future songs, we've got really happy ones, we've got sort of more punk rocky poppy song. So we don't really stick to a genre. We just play what we think sounds cool and see if other people like it.
Yeah, I'd love that. So let's move into a bit of live performances. You guys actually had a single launch a couple of weeks ago. First off, how did the launch go?
Yeah, it was really good. It was packed in that room and it was really cool to see people actually buying tickets to come to our shows. We played lots of shows before, but they've always been for other artists or just plug and plays locally. So they're always going to be packed on the weekends and on certain nights. But to put on our own event and sell our own tickets and actually receive really good numbers was something that, you know, gave us a real boost in confidence. Just so, you know, we know we're heading in the right direction, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, nice. So you said just before this wasn't your first time playing the single live. Have you played it a couple of times and have you felt that its kind of live performance has developed?
Yeah, of course. We've played all of our singles that have recorded. We've played like probably around 100 gigs now. So we're at our single launch, because we've got lots of people that keep coming to our gigs, most of them know most of the words to all of our songs already. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, we play all of our singles live that we're going to release, because we always want to get feedback from the crowd, whether they're cheering loud or that kind of stuff. And then we'll take that feedback sort of into account.
Nice. Do you guys have a favorite song to play live?
I think our favorite song, it's a song called Lovers, and we recorded it and it's definitely our strongest single so far. I think it's really catchy. It's really upbeat and happy. And I think that'll be coming out around mid-year. So I'm super keen for that one to come out. But yeah, I think that one's definitely our favorite.
Okay, so you've got a couple of fans that keep coming back to all your gigs. Is there a song that over time the crowd has really got behind it, or like one that really stands out to you?
Yeah, it's a song called When She Leaves. It's a real it's like a like pop party song sort of. I guess we keep this like bubbly pop energy in a lot of our songs is because I think I've listened to a lot of house music and that's really upbeat and happy. So then when you kind of blend house, indie and rock, you sort of get this weird mixture of a song. And I think that's what When She Leaves sounds like. And it's people always, you know, grooving to that song. And you know, it's just a cool song.
Did you have a highlight from the show, from the single launch show? Sorry.
Yeah, we played a cover called, well, playing Wondering Why was awesome because everyone was singing it, but we encore after we walked off stage and then we came back on, we played Everybody Talks by Neon Trees.
Oh, nice. And
we did this cool part where we stopped and then just randomly came back into the chorus and it was a pretty cool moment. It's up on our Instagram. So I think that would be my favourite moment of the show.
So comparing your first ever gig back in 2022, what do you feel has changed for you guys as a band in terms of your live performance? And is there anything you like to focus on more, any skills you feel you've developed?
Yeah, of course. Our first show, I mean, our guitarist and drummer had previously played another band, so they were pretty good on stage. But me and my bass player had never played with another band. This is our first band together. So we were really like frozen, looked bad, you know, not looked bad, but it looked really uncomfortable probably. And just we've always had this mentality, you know, live experience is so important. So the more we play live, the better and more comfortable we become on stage. So I think our shows are pretty cool and entertaining now, but yeah.
Just on that, what can we expect at a Ruby Who show?
You can expect a whole lot of fun. You know, the crowd that we think we bring in is just the most electric, amazing, fun group of people, and everyone's welcome. We've seen the same faces come, new faces come. You know, expect a really fun time. We're seeing a couple covers, so you can always join in if you don't know the words to our original songs, but they'll all be out soon, so I hope you guys will know them soon.
Nice. Looking forward to it. All right, here we're going into a bit of miscellaneous questions, but if you had the chance to play any festival in the world, what would it be?
Far out. I'm not 100% sure. probably... All right, I've just lost it. What's that? What's the name of the one in the UK?
Oh, Glastonbury already here? Yeah, nice.
Glastonbury. Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So here on the Hoist, we love to uplift local music. Are there any bands that you've had your eye on or been listening to lately that you'd love to give a shout out to?
If you haven't heard of Bad Boogie, they're from Perth. They're around the same size as us, and they're the coolest, funkiest, most, they're just the best band that I've personally watched as like a spectator. And if you go see one of them live, I guarantee you a good time. They've got two songs out on Spotify. They're both amazing, and they've got plenty more coming. So, if you haven't heard of Bad Boogie, go check them out.
All right. If you could describe your single in three words, what would they be?
For Wondering Why, that just came out.
Yes, we're doing right. Sorry.
I'm going to say emotional, uplifting, and I'm going to say realistic, just because I feel like it's like a realistic song. The lyrics don't sell you a dream, they sell you reality and what it's like sometimes.
Nice. I love that. So you've mentioned it a little bit before, but is there anything coming up this year that our listeners should be on the lookout for?
Look out for our next two singles. May 10th will be our next one. It's called When She Leaves, and after that, Lovers. And I personally think those two songs are just absolute heaters. I just reckon you can party nonstop to those songs. So I look out for those. And if you're in Perth, come to one of our shows because I guarantee it'll be a good time.
Nice. So, where can we find you if you want to give a bit of a plug of your socials?
We are Ruby Who Band, so Ruby and then HOO Band on Instagram. You can see us underscore Ruby Who on TikTok. And if you want to listen to our music, it's just Ruby Who, one word.
Nice. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us here on the Hoist. We're actually going to play out your track. So, did you want to give it a bit of an intro?
This is my track, Wondering Why. If you can relate to it, that's great. And if you can't, enjoy it as much as you can.